Well, it's been a while since I've done one of these meandering out loud, so I guess I'm a little out of practice, and I apologize if I ramble a little bit, although I suppose this talking off the top of my head that I use with the meandering out loud kind of supports this rambling notion. But today I want to talk a little bit about what it is that we actually look at when we examine K-12 online learning, and if we're looking at the right things. Because when I look at the research, one of the things that I'm struck by is two things I suppose I'm struck by. The first is that the vast majority of what has been done has been quantitative in nature, and most of that quantitative work has been comparing how students do in the online environment against how they do in the face-to-face environment, as if that is a fair comparison in terms of who we're looking at and how they are performing. The reason I say that is because if you look at the nature of students in the online environment, particularly the ones that are included in these comparison studies, typically speaking, the online sample tends to be the best and brightest students, and the classroom sample tends to include a wide range of students. So you'd expect that the students in the online environment would be doing better than the students in the face-to-face environment. They're just a better class of students. And it's actually rather discouraging when that kind of research only turns out results where they are statistically the same, statistically insignificant. Because that says to me that, well, if we take the best and brightest and they only do as well as the students in the classroom, there's something obviously wrong with the online learning if they're not allowing these top-notch students to perform at a high level, if we're only allowing them to perform at an average level. Beyond the problem of sampling, the comparison of students in an online environment compared to a face-to-face environment, if that's the only thing you're comparing, you're presuming that all other things are the same. If the students do better in the online environment, can we really say that it was because they were learning online? Let's face it, there are many differences in how instruction is designed, delivered, and supported from a supplemental online environment compared to a full-time online environment, compared to a full-time classroom environment, compared to a full-time blended environment. How can we isolate a specific variable and say that it was because of the presence or absence of online learning or the presence or absence of blended learning that caused that change? If we look at the work of Richard Clark back in the early 80s in his famous or infamous Review of Educational Research piece, what he tells us is that the presence or absence of technology doesn't really make a difference. It's the changes in pedagogy that occur because of the presence or absence of that technology that actually changes causes the difference in student performance. His famous line is that technology influences learning as much as the delivery truck that carries my groceries influences the nutritional content of the food that it carries, that the online learning per se is just a medium, and it's the, as I mentioned earlier, the design, the delivery, and the support of that instruction that actually causes the difference. The other thing that strikes me, and I'm not going to have as much time for this, is the fact that the rest of the research tends to focus upon qualitative methodology. In and of itself, that's not a bad thing. Most of the research I do uses qualitative methodology. The difficulty is that qualitative methodology, inherent to that methodology, is the fact that it isn't intended to be generalizable. Qualitative methodology is designed to answer questions in a specific context. The problem is, and I've mentioned this in a number of presentations that I've done, including one that I recently linked into the blog that I did with the online teaching conference, is that for some reason, academics, and myself included on this, we try to generalize the findings that we come up with in these qualitative studies to other contexts, when really they don't apply. And that's one of the reasons why myself and some of my colleagues have started to argue that we need to really move towards a design-based research model, where researchers partner with individual virtual schools, and we work with that individual virtual school or individual virtual schools to try to address challenges and issues and problems that they are having specifically. And if we're able to come up with some kind of theoretical framework or some kind of design principles at the end of the day that can serve as a starting point when a similar program has a similar problem, that's great. But we really need to just focus upon trying to solve those individual issues.